You're listening to SBS News.
The federal opposition has promised to cut carbon emissions by 43% by 2030, according to the climate policy it announced on Friday. Leader of the opposition, Anthony Albanese, vows the policy will create jobs, cut power bills, boost renewables and reduce emissions.
Our plan will create 604,000 extra jobs by 2030. Five out of every six of these will be in regional Australia. It will unlock $52 billion of private sector investment in Australian industries. It will see electricity prices fall from the current level by $275 for households by 2025.
The party's policy also includes ditching plans for mandatory fuel standards to drive down emissions, whilst promising to make electric cars cheaper by removing taxes. The target also includes a promise to invest $20 billion towards upgrading the electricity grid. Mr. Albanese says comprehensive modelling underpins the plan, which is estimated to cost the budget $683 million.
This government has had over 20 attempts at an energy policy without landing one. This policy is the one Labor will take to the election and the one policy we will implement in government. In Glasgow, Scott Morrison gave an empty speech to an empty room with empty promises and no plan. This is a government that's frozen in time while the world warms around it.
Last election, climate costings became a major stumbling block for the opposition.
I mean, if there's going to be a change, you've said people, you're arguing that there should be a change. And I think Australians deserve to know what is the cost of the change? What is the cost of the higher taxes
policies? We'll give Mr. Shorten time to answer that.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison responded to the policy from the site of the Snowy hydroelectric scheme that he was inspecting. He says Labor's plan to increase Australia's 2030 commitment is the wrong policy for the country.
A 43% target isn't safe for the Hunter. It's not safe for Gladstone. It's not safe for our manufacturers. It's not safe for jobs. Our balance target, I think, does get that right. We are going to meet and beat the target that we took to the last election.
Meanwhile, Adam Band, leader of the Greens Party, says a deeper emissions cut of 75% is needed.
These are not science-based targets. These targets take us past the point of no return. These targets see Australia heat by over 3 degrees during our kids' lifetime, which is game over for our country. The Liberals are driving us towards the cliff at 200 kilometres an hour, but Labor's only promising to slow down to 180 before we go over the edge.
While political agreement has been slow going, the private sector has been quick to embrace clean technology. CEO of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Andrew McKellar, says the 43% target is ambitious but achievable.
Business, I think, is fully behind the need for comprehensive action in this area. We see a lot of opportunity. There's emerging technologies, new powertrains that do offer the way to the future. And I think from that point of view, of course, there is going to need to be effort undertaken. But we understand that there are costs and there are benefits. On balance, this will be a positive for the Australian economy.
The Climate Council agrees the plan would create jobs and economic prosperity, but want Labor to go further. The Minerals Council is calling for consultation about Labor's proposed changes to the safeguard mechanism, which would lower benchmarks for some of Australia's largest greenhouse gas emitters. Meanwhile, there is new evidence to show just how much renewables are contributing to the national grid. According to the Clean Energy Regulator, a record 32% of the energy generated in the national energy market came from renewable sources last quarter. Brooke Young, SBS News.